Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Do you have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
She is in the studio right now. WGN Radio, good morning. It is 6:37. She is Jenny Tyner from the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. So it's been a long ride, and we've been along for the ride.
Yes.
You came into the studio and said, I've got this idea. I think I'm going to open a cat cafe. Then we're going to open pretty soon. Then we're going to open really soon. Then we opened, and now you are here, and you are talking about a huge success. If the number one goal of the Cat Cafe is to adopt out, to find homes for homeless cats, you're achieving that, and you're working with the city's municipal shelter. Those are cats that really, really, really need homes.
Mm-hmm.
Animal care and control, you're getting them out of animal care and control.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting them in a playground now, I would argue, for cats. It's just wonderful. How many have you adopted?
We've adopted out 30. And right now we've got 15 in there, so the way I like to think that is there have been 45 saved so far.
That's quite incredible, because mm-hmm. you've only been open...
almost 4 months, not quite.
Yeah, yeah. You feel good about that?
And the way I look at that is almost averaging one every 3 days, which is pretty cool.
That is very cool.
My mouth wrong.
It doesn't matter. You're finding them homes.
We are.
You're finding them really good homes, and that's terrific. Well, have I got it right? Was that your goal?
That was my goal, is to clear out the shelter. And right now, kitten season is upon us, so getting them out into good homes right now is a priority.
So you have cats of all ages.
Yes.
Cats that look all sorts of different ways. If you
yes.
like orange cats, you might have one there. if you like pink and polka dotted cats, you might have one. Well, maybe not.
No, one of those.
You don't?
Unless I dress them up, I don't know. Yeah, all kinds. We've had age 11 to all the way down to 6 months.
And you've got special events going on at the Cat Cafe. We'll talk about some of those. And one of those special events happened to be, I received an email from you saying, WLS-TV is coming down to do a segment. Janet Davies from WLS is coming in. Janet Davies! It's my gosh, I've watched her on TV. Is she a nice lady?
Yeah.
I'm worried about it. You didn't know. And I said I'd come down, which I did. And Janet is a very nice lady and a huge animal lover. A friend of the show. In fact, such a friend that she got up this early in the morning. Good morning, Janet Davies. Oh, hold it. I have to put you on the air. There we go. I did that so well, except... Yeah, I know. I know. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve Dale. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Janet.
So what did you think of the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe? Have you ever been to a cat cafe before?
No, I had not. And I'll be honest, before I did this story or before I researched it, I had not heard about cat cafes. But now I've heard about them. I know they started over in Asia and kind of slowly made their way across the world. And now we're in Chicago. And I thought, wow, what a great concept. I mean, instead of going to the shelter and taking a look at a cat in a cage and maybe holding it for a few moments, you get to sit there and you get to interact and you get to have coffee or a drink or a cookie or something. It's wonderful. I love it. It's just feeling like you're back in your own home playing with a cat. And if you love cats, it's nirvana. If you don't know anything about cats, it's a great introduction. And if you are a little bit afraid of cats, well, here's the opportunity to find out they're not scary. They're wonderful. They're loving. I'm looking at my ginger cat right now, Tucker, who is taking a bath after breakfast. In front of me. Just no shame. No shame. Right in front of me.
So did you happen to have one of those cat cookies?
I saw the cat cookie. I thought they were the cutest thing in the I think, Jenny, you said someone had them designed, or the Gallery Cafe made them up for you. They're
sweet.
In the shape of a paw.
Explain that you can get coffee right there and how that works, Jenny.
When they come in, you get a menu. We send the order to Gallery Cafe. Gallery Cafe brings it down. But we brought Janet down over to the cafe ourselves. And yes, there are cookies from Sweet Tiff. She's on Instagram, and she does. She makes the cutest little cat paw cookies and Chicago flag cat cookies. And at Gallery, Janet, did you get the latte with the cat print on it?
Oh, yes. We have a shot of it that's in the piece that will air
next
Sunday, a week from today.
Awesome.
11 o'clock p.m. right after our late news.
Awesome.
490 North, a special. Got the plug in. There you go.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next, and I'm not surprised you're ahead of me. So that is a week from tonight at what time now?
11 p.m. right after our newscast. You know, our newscasts on Saturday and Sunday, our late newscasts, are an hour. So we're right immediately after that late newscast.
On 190 North. Janet, how many years have you been on WLS now?
You're going to ask me that, then everybody can try to do the math.
No.
I am wrapping up my 34th year here. I'm going into my 35th year this summer.
Yeah, I was in an event that I was privileged to be at for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And specifically, all these broadcasters pointing, you know, in the room. And specifically, Janet Davies was asked to stand up, and for good reason. You've done an amazing job in Chicago pointing out the good that happens every day here. You know, so often we only hear, Janet, in the news about what's gone wrong. And you know what? That's what news is. That's fine. But we often don't hear about the good, and you've been doing that for now as many years as you just pointed out. So thank you very much for joining us this morning and getting up so early and your contributions to Chicago and focusing on the great Windy Kitty Cat Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. She really is. Isn't she a nice lady?
Well, what I really loved is when she came in, she sat on the floor with me with a cat.
Yeah.
Like, she was not all, oh, I need to sit here. She was just...
She's an animal lover.
She really is. She's just sweet.
Yeah. She is very much so. So, the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe opened when you said that it did. Has it achieved what you wanted it to do?
And way more than I could have imagined. You know, one of the parts of my mission was to be a bigger part of the community, be there for the community. And I've had so many people come in, parents with children that are on the autism spectrum.
Really?
And they have their kids come in pretty regularly. They want memberships, and they have them come in. It's part of the child's routine now to come in, play with the cats. People with anxiety and depression come up to me and tell me, thank you, because it's a place where they can't have cats at home, but it's a place where they can go and get comfort. So, you know, besides a pretty cool thing to do, just in general, it's become a very therapeutic place. People whose parents have Alzheimer's.
Did they bring them in?
They bring their parents in, and their parents tell me all about their former pets and, you know, just tell stories the whole time they're there and pet the cats. It's really cute.
So how does one visit the Windy Kitty Cat? I know you walk in the door, but but more than that.
Well, the best thing to do is go to windykittychicago.com and make a reservation, because that is one of the things. Walk-ins have been, it's been hard, because we can only have a certain amount of people per hour.
So let's stop there. So you only have a certain number of cats, because you don't want too many cats in too small a place. You don't want them to become anxious, and we'll talk about lowering anxiety in cats in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, you don't want too many people in there either, for the same reason.
Right, so we adjust the number of people that can be in there based on how many cats in there. So say three get adopted one night, the reservation system gets changed immediately to lower the amount of people that can be in there the next day. So really reserving a spot online is the best way, or else we might have to turn you away, and that's harder than scooping poop.
And there's nothing more difficult than that. The address of the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, for those who don't know,
1746 West North Avenue.
All right, 1746 West North Avenue. You know, the folks at Fresh Wave still receive an influx of stories from listeners just like you talking about how Fresh Wave saved the smelly day. Regina wrote to say that she could be a poster child for Fresh Wave. She has an area of her basement where her husband and her son air out their smelly hockey equipment, and that same area also houses a couple of litter boxes for the kitties.
It must be the most odorous corner of any house anywhere. But Freshwave comes regularly to the rescue. Regina keeps a couple of those Freshwave gels working at all times, making the basement better than bearable. Nice work, Regina. And you know, Freshwave is the official odor remover of the Chicago Blackhawks. And they really are, for the entire season. So you made the right choice for sure. So head to FreshwaveWorks.com, FreshwaveWorks.com/WGN, and enter the promo code WGN, and then you can win stuff. You can do that at checkout and get 25% off your order immediately. That's freshwaveworks.com/WGN. And don't forget to try the new Freshwave Lavender products available in gel, spray, and packs. So you've got these cats. We're talking to Jenny Tyner. I changed your name
Janet
almost.
Jenny.
That's okay. Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. And you get these cats from Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring them to Windy Kitty Cat Cafe.
Yes.
And, you know, there's an adjustment that needs to have to happen.
Yes.
So having the right cat litter truly matters. Lowering the anxiety, and it's anti-anxiety month or de-stress month or something like that for cats and dogs. I forget the exact name, but you do something about it, don't you?
We do. When we keep them in acclimation for a couple of hours, but what we have, because of the wonderful SIVA that gave us a lot of feel away, we keep that. We wipe their crates with it. We wipe the kennels with it. We have the plug-in diffusers around them. And
it helps.
There's very few fights.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of happy cats. So
yes.
Something's working.
Yeah, yeah. So Feel Away is a copy of a pheromone. So when cats rub their cheek pads against a table leg or a chair leg, what they're doing is depositing a pheromone that says, I'm happy to be here. I'm comfortable to be here. It's a copy of that pheromone.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them to feel more comfortable in whatever environment they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And veterinarians across the country, across the world now, are using Feel Away big time. And then what's very important to a cat is the relationship with their litter boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done something about that, too. You have found a really nice cat litter. And in fact, we have. I'm a fan of this cat litter, too. I mean, cat litter, it's a serious topic for me, actually. Because the number one reason why cats die actually is inappropriate elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some of the cats that you have were given up because they had a problem in their house. They landed Animal Care and Control. They go to your place. Now you've got a cat with a history of not hitting the litter box. So having the right cat litter really does matter. Gina Zero from Precious Cats, Dr. Elsie's Cat Litter. Cat Attract is the name of one of the brands. Thank you for getting up early with us, Gina. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Jenny Tyner from Windy Kitty. That's her.
Hi.
So, thank you for setting up Windy Kitty Cat Cafe because you've helped save a whole lot of lives here. Have I set it up right that I described the cat litter or at least begin setting it up correctly?
Yes, you have, Steve. About 17 years ago, Dr. Elsie, who is the inventor of the cat litter, he's been a feline vet in Denver for about 40 years and has the All Cat Clinic in Denver, decided that you really wanted to do something because, as you said, inappropriate elimination is the number one behavior reason cats are surrendered to shelters and euthanized. And he really felt and feels now that that has been his biggest contribution, even more than his veterinary clinic, because we've saved thousands of cats from that fate. And so it is a really nice texture litter. Cats are extremely texture-driven, and so that's really important for them to have a good texture to eliminate in, and it has a natural herbal attractant that brings them back to the box by smell.
So if the cat is in your home even, not to mention the cat cafe, if the cat is thinking outside the box, step number one is rule out any medical possibilities. But step number two is to think about the kind of cat litter that you're using. I mean, so many of the cat litters on the market, they are marketed, in fact, not for cats, but really to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And they have a lot of scents and things in them, and certainly that's for humans, not for cats. And so there is a lot of science in making the right type of litter for a cat.
So where can one get the kind of cat litter that the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe uses every day?
Every day.
Every day. Every minute to attract the cats to the litter boxes.
Well, there's a variety of places, of course, online, ChewyJet.com, and also PetSmart, Petco, a variety of independent retailers. There's a lot of independent retailers that carry it, and so just about anywhere you can find it.
We went to Pet Supplies Plus before we got the donation. That's where we got.
Well, you know, I mean, and the thing is, when you walk into Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, I mean, you walk, let's be honest, into some homes that are not using Freshway. You walk into some homes and you smell instantly, you know there are cats in that home, you know, because you smell. Partially, it could be having nothing to do with the cat litter, but people just aren't scooping. But it may be the cat litter that they're using, too. And that's the other advantage of using Dr. Elsie's Cat Attract. And, in fact, when you walk into Windy Kitty, I mean, you know there are cats there because you see them there. But, I mean, you're going to a cat cafe, but you really don't smell the cat urine so much, you know? And that's a good thing, and that's one of the reasons why. So, Gina, thank you so much for getting up so early with us and for helping out the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. I mean, you're a part of the story, a part of the story now of rescuing all of these, saving all these lives. And the other thing that Jenny didn't mention, I know you're well aware of, is by saving the lives of the cats and kittens you adopt out, well, you're doing twice that, really, because you're making more space available at Animal Care and Control for more cats and kittens.
Exactly.
And sadly, that space is needed. So thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you. You've
made a difference. The entire city of Chicago and all of our cats, thank you.
Very much.
Oh, great. Well, we're certainly happy to help. So we're happy to help and to save all the cats' lives that we can.
Well, you're doing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, just a couple minutes before 7 o'clock, Rick Pearson talking politics after 7 o'clock. Very quickly, we don't have time for all of the special events, Jenny, but can you name one or two of them, like the Yoga for Cats?
Yoga with Cats is back. Keep an eye out on Facebook and Instagram, Windy Kitty Chicago, Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, for those dates. But one I'm super excited about, that it seems like the public is also super excited about, Royal Wedding Watch Party with kitties. And we're going to do, what do you call those, the fanciers? They're going to do the fancy cat hat contest.
Because they wear all those hats?
Because they wear those fancy hats. On Instagram, I took a poll. Would you rather be sleeping or watching the wedding with cats? 87% of people wanted to come in and watch the wedding with the cats there.
Is that on in the middle of the night here?
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. People actually want to get up and come and watch the party. So
I love it.
That event will be posted soon, and there will be trivia. It's just going to be a fun morning with lots of girls tripping out over the wedding. So.
Yeah, I may not be there.
And you're supporting the cats while you're there.
That's a good thing.
That's, you know, every event, every time you come in the door, that's the thing. You're supporting the cats.
So when you adopt one of those cats, pets you know aren't like family. They are family. And that's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when your pets need them. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne, and they're open 24/7. That is a part of the whole idea. But moreover, if there's an emergency, something happens, they are always there, and they have specialists, all these specialists in all these different areas. So here's what happens. Your cat comes in and has some sort of injury, so now you need an orthopedic specialist. Well, on the human side, what do? You wait a day or two or three or four or five or six until you can get that appointment with that orthopedic specialist or neurologist or ophthalmologist or whatever it takes. Not at MedVet Chicago. They're either across the street, those are the cancer folks, or they're in the same building, and including the specialist that I just rattled off. That's MedVet Chicago. Here's the phone number, 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110.